We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 318. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you spending a few minutes of your day with us.
You seem pretty excited today, Rob.
I'm very excited.
Lots of energy. I mean, talking really, really fast like this, so that... Blah, blah, blah.
I did speed it up there. It's called the Burdick speed ramp. I don't know.
The Burdick speed ramp.
I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't even know what that means.
Guys, thanks for joining us. As always, we really appreciate it. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Hate us on Twitter. Like us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook or wherever.
We prefer likes just to, you know, if you're keeping track.
Actually, I've been liking Twitter a lot more recently. I know that sounds really weird, but it's true.
Really? Yeah. Transformation going on here.
Well, it's just because I'm a hyper addict of content, so yeah. It's like, it's funny too, because I like sucking in content, but I hate being on social media now. Hmm. I don't like it because everyone is trying to figure out ways to be more engaged with their audience, and I'm trying to figure out ways to have more me time, because if I don't have me time, I can't advance in what I'm doing to teach other people. So there's that like balance there for me. So I'm
sure. And if your face is always plugged into something, then you're not thinking. You're not exercising the brain muscle, as they say.
It's true. It's true.
Cool. Well, we do have a good question today.
It is about that Osmo. Did you see that Osmo video that we did, the five unique ways?
I did see it.
If you haven't seen it yet, check it out here. All right. Well, I'm sure you guys have seen it. If you haven't seen it, make sure you do. Anyway, today's question is brought to you by... Are you a drone pilot? Are you operating under a Section 353 exemption? Then you may be familiar with Item 27, which requires you to get a property release for every flight over property.
Legal Flyer is an app for iPhone and iPad that helps you create professional property releases in less time than it takes to do a pre-flight check.
You can add your pilot info, you can sign in, hand it to the property owner for their signature. But wait a second. Legal Flyer's advanced integration automatically adds latitude, longitude, and even altitude.
Then add a panorama straight from the app. Everything drops into a single page PDF you can share with a single tap. It's compliance at light speed. Visit LegalFlyer.com for more information or get it straight from the App Store. Legal Flyer, property releases for professional drone pilots.
Well, howdy do, Dandy. This is Cowboy Mike from down here in Texas. So I was wondering, you know, I love the show and all, and keep it up, great work. 300 episodes in, you know, pretty killer. Anyways, back to it. The Osmo camera, when I'm trying to shoot real estate interiors, it seems like I get a lot of noise, and I don't really know what to do about that. It doesn't seem very professional when I, you know, to give someone something with a bunch of, you know, noisy kind of, I don't know, weird video. So let me know what you guys do about that, or if it's like a good enough camera for that kind of stuff. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Mikey, for your question. I'm sure it's something, Paul, that a lot of people are dealing with as they kind of learn how to use the Osmo.
Well, absolutely. And sometimes the Osmo isn't always the best tool for real estate videos. I personally do use the Osmo for real estate now. I love using the slider. I love using the suction cup, as you guys saw in that video. But there are times when you don't have enough lit windows or you don't have enough lights with you to be able to get those nice, clean, crisp images. So what can you do if you don't have enough light in a given space?
Just to clarify, what you're saying is that most likely the primary cause of his issue is not enough light.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Which also, on the Osmo, he can adjust the exposure value. You know, it's not fully manual like we wish it would be, but you can change the exposure value. What I found is, you know, and I've told people this every single time before, since the beginning, when you're shooting real estate, turn on all the lights, not just inside, outside. Turn on all the lights. Bring lights with you. I love the newer LED lights. They're about this big. You can put them on your camera. Even Home Depot has an LED light. It's like a work light that opens up so you can have, you know, 6 LEDs or 100 LEDs.
Right.
And really change the power too, or change the power and also the color temperature. And that's only $150. So windows open, all lights on, exposure value up, and additional lights if you need it. Again, if that's not enough, I still take my little Sony A6 everywhere. And now they have the A6300, which I really want to get my hands on, just because it looks like a blast to shoot with.
Sure.
And I love Sony's to begin with. So and they're really good in low light too. So, you know, I always have an additional Sony with me just in case. Have I ever had the instance where I could not adjust the levels with the Osmo to get it to look good enough? Yeah, there have been times. I think, John, correct me if I'm wrong here, is it Neat Video is the plugin? Yeah. So if you are using Final Cut Pro and you have, I think even Premiere Pro, and you use the plugin Neat, it's called...
Is that an acronym?
No, I don't think so.
No. Just so NEAT?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What it does is it actually takes the noise out of your images. Now, it takes a long time to render out, so make sure that like you have your clips all ready to go. But you can reduce a lot of the noise with that plugin.
So are there other settings that you can change in the Osmo to help with this as well?
Yeah, you want to reduce the ISO as much as possible.
Okay.
The problem is when you put it in manual and try to reduce the ISO, it just jacks up your exposure value.
And then you can't change that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to find that balance.
Yeah. You could try to slow your shutter speed down, but I don't think that's going to help too much.
Okay. So really, it sounds like the biggest thing he can do that's relatively simple is light that sucker up.
Yes.
Cool?
Yes.
And which is something that we've been talking about forever with regard to real estate work anyways.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys could see what we're seeing, there are lights surrounding us, this lighting around the perimeter. Right. So lighting is definitely really important. But I mean, it really is that simple. And if the lights don't work for you, don't have the ability to take lights with you, invest in a really good tripod with a panning, tilting head. And I always use a spandex band to move my camera. And people are like, what?
Hmm.
I mean, someone asked me before, they saw one of my old real estate videos and it was all Sony, no Osmo. And they're like, how did you get it to be so smooth? And what I would do is I would take a spandex band and then I would tie a knot in it and put it on the tripod. Like, you know, you can pan and tilt and everything with that little, I don't know, knob, whatever.
Right.
And I would tie the spandex to it and then pull the spandex, because your hands are going to shake no matter what.
So it kind of absorbs that.
It absorbs the shake.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's my secret.
Anyway. It's a fun idea.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys learned a little something from there. Anyway, guys, love your questions. Please send them in, askdroneyou.com. And really, everyone who's been writing those reviews on iTunes, thank you so much.
Yes, appreciate
it. And I could not say that again. If you guys write a review and you send it to me, I will send you a little gift back. I will. I'm not going to say what the gift is, but it's worth about $50. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool. Anyway, guys.
I'm going to send you a review.
If you haven't reviewed it already, I'm pissed. Okay. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone Review.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.